This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected Russian nuclear-capable strategic bombers, hypersonic missiles, and warships on Saturday, accompanied by President Vladimir Putin's defense minister. Kim was greeted in a Russian airfield about 50 kilometers from the Pacific port city of Vladivostok by Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, who saluted him. The North Korean leader then inspected a guard of honor. Russian children cheered him in the city of Artyom before he headed to the airbase. After churning for more than a week over the Atlantic Ocean, Hurricane Lee closed in on New England and Atlantic Canada on Saturday and is likely to make landfall as a tropical storm with drenching rains, powerful winds, and a dangerous storm surge. The Canadian Hurricane Center projected Lee would make landfall in Nova Scotia sometime Saturday afternoon or perhaps later in New Brunswick with winds below hurricane force. U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Asherman spoke with the AP.
Right now, it's currently been weakening, and that weakening trend is expected to continue as it lifts northward and moves into land. Even so, we're still expecting the heavy rains and gusty winds to occur along the New England coastline as it moves northward.
Residents of Derna in eastern Libya were counting their losses from a flood that devastated swaths of the coastal city as the search for the missing continued on Saturday for a sixth day and more bodies were pulled from the sea. And aid groups warn of the growing risk posed by the spread of disease that could compound the crisis. This is VOA News. Iranians at home and abroad mark the first anniversary of the death in police custody of Mahsa Amini, with activists speaking of a renewed crackdown to prevent any resurgence of the protests that rocked major cities last year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will pay his second wartime visit to Washington next week, the White House announces, in a bid to solidify the support of his country's crucial backer against Russian invaders. Ukraine will be able to conduct more drone attacks on Russian warships. A Ukrainian minister who has played a key role in building the country's drone industry told Reuters after a recent series of sea raids, "There will be more drones, more attacks, and fewer Russian ships, that's for sure," the digital transformation minister said in an interview, answering a question about recent attacks near Crimea. Mexico has extradited the son of the cartel leader El Chapo to the United States. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Ovidio Guzman Lopez, the son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been sent to the U.S. to face drug trafficking charges, according to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Garland said the move was part of a U.S. plan to attack every aspect of the cartel's operations. Mexican security forces captured Guzman Lopez, known as the Mouse, in January in Culiacan, the capital of Sinaloa State. The arrests set off a wave of violence in Culiacan, which led to the death of 30 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
The popularity of some well-known weight loss drugs is making it hard for many patients to get their prescriptions filled. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to doctors, there are supply problems and insurance complications, which are making it difficult for many patients to start and to stay with obesity-fighting injectables like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Sandexa. Patients report often having to call several pharmacies to find the medicine or having to drive around an hour to find a drugstore that has it. The president of the Obesity Medicine Association says it's like the Hunger Games, trying to get the prescriptions filled. Drug makers like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly say with the increased demand, supplies will be tight through the end of the year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Professional women's tennis tournaments return to China less than 2 years after the WTA vowed to boycott the country out of concern for player Peng Shui and risk to its players and staff. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.